This morning, we celebrate the first Sunday in Advent by opening our service with bringing in the greens. We will explore the meanings of the evergreens, the Christmas tree, the creche, and the Christmas poinsettia. Why do we do this, and what does it mean? During this Advent season, we prepare for the one who has come, who we expect to come, and who will come again. Today, we prepare our church as we prepare our homes, and most importantly, our hearts, to make room for the Messiah. In the bringing in of the greens, we share with Christians throughout the ages the memory and anticipation of Christ's coming. At Christmas, we will proclaim, Jesus is born, God is with us. Please rise as you are able, which you have, and join in singing verse 1 of Joy to the World, page 267 in the red ELW. Joy to the world, the Lord is coming. The evergreens. In Isaiah 60:13, we find these words, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of your sanctuary. During the Middle Ages, families would gather evergreens and place them near the hearth in their home. The evergreen reminds us of God's abiding love in Jesus Christ and of our eternal relationship with God. We continue this tradition by placing the greens in our congregational home, the sanctuary. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Please join in singing verse 2 of Joy to the World while the evergreens are placed in our sanctuary. Today, the Christmas tree is the center of our festivities. Glittering with lights and ornaments, it is a part of the beauty and meaning of Christmas. One Christmas Eve, Martin Luther was outdoors and looked at the beauty of the starry sky. Its brilliance and loveliness led him to reflect on the glory of the first Christmas Eve, as seen in Bethlehem's radiant skies. Wishing to share with his wife and children the wonder he had felt, he cut an evergreen from the forest, glistening with snow, and took it home. He placed candles on it to represent the glorious heavens he had seen. The use of a candle-lighted tree spread to all of Europe and then to America. Please join in singing verse 3, while handmade ornaments of Christian symbols crafted through the years by Ladies' Aid members are placed on the tree.
the creche. This is the manger scene and the most important symbol of Christmas. Here is a stable filled with animals, shepherds, and angels. Mary and Joseph watched in wonder as the visitors came searching for the baby Jesus. We keep this scene before us during the Advent season as a reminder of God's amazing gift to us. We will wait to place the baby Jesus in the manger until Christmas. The Holy Poinsettia, which is so lovely in our church. This flower is also called the flower of the Holy Night in Mexico. It was discovered growing wild in Mexico and brought to the United States in 1828 by the United States Ambassador to Mexico, Dr. Joel Robert Poinsett. The star-shaped center of the bloom reminds us of the star that shone on that first Christmas. Please jingle your bells during the last verse of our song. Take them along to decorate your car, your office, a package, or your tractor during this Advent season. They remind us to be faithful to Christ and to join in preparing our hearts as we have our sanctuary to receive the gift of Christ into our hearts and lives. The bells are also a reminder that when little bells jingle together, they make a louder, much more joyful sound, just like us when we worship together and work together to do God's work. Please join in singing the final verse of Joy to the World as the creche and poinsettias are brought forward. And He rules the world with truth and grace. Please stand for this last verse.
Shepherd, do you have a shepherd?